Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I got to tell you, Monica and Lincoln, your baptism is making waves. I'll tell you what I mean. Yesterday, I went to Fairfield Park Assisted Living Home. And there, one of our members, Annabelle Offield, some of you might remember her, she was there, and maybe 2 months ago, I got a phone call from the institution there, the Assisted Living Center, saying, hey, could you come and do a service here? Annabelle mentioned your name and said she'd sure like to have a Lutheran pastor come every once in a while. So I said, okay, yeah, sure, that sounds really good. I got to bring communion to Annabelle anyway, so how about we do a service for everybody? That'd be nice. Well, I went yesterday afternoon, and behold, the people were all gathered there. Annabelle was there. We had the nice service. We celebrated, guess what? The presentation of our Lord Jesus. And I told them that I was really excited because we were having a baptism, two baptisms in church today for Monica and Lincoln. And it was exciting. And I related it in some ways to the presentation of Jesus in the temple for the first time. There's a lot of easy ties there, right? Very nice. So we talked about the presentation of the Lord. I mentioned baptism, got through the whole sermon and the service. And I gave communion to Annabelle, and everybody left. And I was sitting there on my phone a few minutes just waiting, just in case. And lo and behold, a woman from the service came back to me. She was in a wheelchair. And she said to me, Pastor, I said, yes. She said, is it necessary to be baptized in order to be saved? And I said, well, it says in the Bible that we heard at the baptism, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. I think there's a promise attached to baptism that I'd really want for myself. And I think it's really important. Not everybody in the Bible who were saved or baptized, we get real technical, but it's a pretty important promise and a really important gift. And she said to me, huh, yeah. She goes, I was baptized as a Mormon a long time ago. Do you think that's sufficient? And I said, well, in the Bible, Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those are Jesus' words. If I'm going to be baptized, I think I'd really want it to be done in those words, that formula for baptism. And she said, yeah, yeah. She said, if you're in my shoes, would you be baptized? I said, yes. I said, I think if I were you, I'd probably find a pastor in a church and have baptism. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I'm in a wheelchair. And I knew what she meant. I said, oh, no, that's no problem. In my church, you can simply have a basin, a font, and be baptized. You don't have to be dunked. She said, huh. Would you do the baptism? I said, yeah. So March 7th, Rita Weber's going to be baptized. Yay! So Monica and Lincoln, your baptism are making waves. True waves. Through the word of you guys being baptized, another who might not have been baptized is being baptized. And I'm thankful. What a gift that it is. You have come today to be presented before the Lord. And our Lord Jesus himself was presented in the temple 40 days after he was born. 40 days after Christmas, which is today, February 2nd. That's why we celebrate this feast today. What's wonderful about that is how many years did it flood the earth and how many days was it raining and flooding? 40. The number really has a tie to baptism and to the flooding that the New Testament relates to baptism. So that's neat. That's great. A presentation, a sacrifice, and a blessing. That's what we hear in the text from Luke 2 about the presentation of our Lord. You know, what did they bring with them to the presentation? We studied it in Bible study this morning. They brought two young pigeons or two turtle doves. And this is a gift that you would bring in accordance with Leviticus chapter 12. Every male and female who is presented to the Lord 40 days after being born, you should bring a lamb without blemish, a year old, or if you can't afford it, two young pigeons and two turtle doves. Well, I'm going to relate this to this. This month is February. I have tags on my car, and they say February. And this is my month that I have to renew my tags and my license plate. And I know because it's on my desk how much it costs, right? It costs $32.64 to get your plates renewed yearly here in Tennessee right now. However, if you want custom plates, right, something that says something that you make up, whatever, like I thought, what would I have if I had custom plates? Maybe it'd be DNTJBBOMB, which would stand for Draw Near to Jesus But Back Off My Bumper. That's going to cost $70, right? So I don't do that. I pay the $32.64, right? And maybe it's because I can't afford it. I probably could, but, you know, I don't want to. I'm kind of a cheapskate, right? Well, it is something that most people don't have custom plates, and that perhaps tells you something about their economic status. We're not flush with cash and can just do anything anytime, or like we're sensitive, we're watching our cash. Or maybe if somebody does do it, and maybe they do it just because they love messaging, and that's fine. But when Jesus was brought to the temple the first time, they could have optionally brought a lamb to be sacrificed. That was an option. If you can't afford it, it said in the text, then bring two turtle doves and two young pigeons. Actually, you'd bring the lamb and the pigeons if you can afford it. But if you can't afford the lamb, then just bring the two young pigeons. Now, does that tell us something about the economic status of Mary and Joseph? Sure. Maybe they couldn't afford a lamb. However, maybe this teaches us something wonderful, profound, about the presentation of our Lord Jesus in the temple. Maybe there really was a lamb present as a sacrifice. But the lamb was not a physical lamb, a real animal, but the one whom later, one named John the Baptist, stands up and points at Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In a sense, there really was a lamb present at the presentation of our Lord Jesus in accordance with the law. And they were really particular about fulfilling every jot and tittle, every I and T crossed in the law for Jesus, because he is the fulfillment of the law. And he is the lamb that would be sacrificed so that he would be called holy to the Lord. Not for his sake, because he's already holy, but for our sake, so that our sins could be covered by his blood, and that we, the people of God who hear and believe, can be the holy ones, the sheep of his hand, the people of his pasture, the redeemed flock of Israel. A presentation, a sacrifice, and a blessing. There was a man at the presentation that you heard about in the text. He's an old man. Some say he was probably 85 years old. He sees Jesus come to the temple to be presented for the first time. And what does he do? He lifts up the child in his arms. The text tells us that he had been told by the Holy Spirit, it had been revealed to him that he would not, and the text really should say, taste death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. When Jesus comes, not being told by anyone except by the Holy Spirit, he lifts up Jesus in his arms and he says, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation," that is, seen Jesus, A light for revelation, the light of the baptismal candle. A light of the revelation for the Gentiles, that's all of us, the nations who are not of Israel, and for glory to your people, Israel. And his words become part of our liturgy called the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace. We sing it after communion as a way to remember that we who have seen and tasted the gift of God, the Lord's Supper, have the gift of salvation. We have the gift of eternal life, not because of our perfect works and fulfillment of the law, but because the perfect one came to fulfill the law for us and to give his life as a ransom for many, for you, for me, for Monica, for Lincoln, for Daniel. We thank God today for the presentation of our Lord Jesus in the temple the first time. He'll come back to the temple. He'll clean house in the temple a few times. And then the Lamb will come and make the ultimate sacrifice so that sinners like us can live and be washed and be clean by his blood, by baptism, by the word of the cross, by the word of the open tomb. Thanks be to God. Your baptism is making waves. And may our baptisms make waves so that others can come too to know the saving waters of our Lord Jesus Christ in his temple today for you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.